Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance of rain showers today, otherwise more clouds than sun. Highs level off around 81. Slight chance for storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Partly cloudy skies. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 86. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 61.
The Kansas State Fair says they continue to battle withstanding water and flooding issues, especially when it comes to the parking lots, and is reminding individuals that if you are planning to attend the Kansas State Fair, you still have to find parking outside of the Kansas Fair area. As yesterday, according to the Kansas State Fair officials, they said that the Hutchinson Sports Arena did have their parking lot full. However, there have been more parking lots that have opened up for individuals that include the southwest corner of the Hutchinson Uptown Mall and the east parking lot of Bold 3PL. Officials of the state fair remind individuals that shuttles will be running every 15 minutes between 7:30 a.m. and 10 p.m., dropping individuals off at Gate 9 on Plum Street. In other news, a Kansas man has said that he's used the fear of nuclear annihilation in society to feed a musical passion by recording a new song in an abandoned missile silo in Wabanche County. It was part of the 2024 album that was titled Heartland Silos Decommissioned.
For over 70 years, Rusty at Ford has been serving Wichita and all of Kansas, delivering unbeatable deals and unbeatable service. Looking for a new Ford or a Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle? We've got over 650 vehicles in stock ready for delivery today. And with zero down and low APR financing options, getting into that new car, truck, or SUV has never been easier. Need service? Our factory certified technicians have you covered. We service all makes and models. We offer free pickup and drop off of your vehicle and mobile service that comes to your home or workplace. Rusty at Ford makes car care convenient to fit your busy lifestyle. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified collision team works with your insurance to get you back on the road fast and stress-free. Visit us today at 7310 East Kellogg or browse our inventory anytime at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has posted a new alert over the weekend regarding recent outbreaks of the New World Screwworm, also known as the NWS, that's happening across the central portion of the country all the way down into Mexico. As KSNT News reports, according to the KDHE, they say in partnership with the Kansas Department of Agriculture that they are working closely with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to create rapid response plans if an animal is diagnosed with a screwworm. According to health officials, they say the screwworm targets animals while they also infect humans, as the first human case of the screwworm infection in the U.S. was recently reported back on August 25th, with a traveler coming back from El Salvador arrived in the state of Maryland. In a statement from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, they say, quote, humans can become infected with the NWS when they travel to epidemic or outbreak areas. Healthcare providers should be aware of the possibility of travel-related cases of NWS in Kansas residents and report any suspected cases to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment immediately.
Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Gaines carries tires with every major brand and size, from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires? Gaines has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing alignments and front-end work for any make and model. Find Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, I'm Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Supreme Court has recently filed a new lawsuit from the La Vista mother whose son was missing in the elementary school back in 2021, saying that the case can proceed. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say in a unanimous court decision, Justice Stephanie Stacy said that Sarpy County District Court judge had prematurely dismissed the 2021 case from Tammy Larson after Larson had alleged that the Papillion La Vista Community Schools and three school employers were negligent in caring for their then 11-year-old son, Ryan, who was missing back in May and had not been seen since. From the original ruling, Larson had alleged that the district's negligence provision of Ryan led to the disappearance when Ryan had a history of leaving or attempting to leave school and had been diagnosed with autism, Tourette's disorder, and absence seizures. According to the original court documents, they say that the school officials had allegedly left Ryan unsupervised and three unnamed school employees had watched Ryan walk out the door as of May 17, 2021, never to return.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form. especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $321 per vehicle. So, buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Murrysville City Council met Monday. A citizen brought forward concerns with school children crossing at U.S. 36 at 11th Street unattended. Children are encouraged to use the crosswalk at the 10th Street stoplight, and it was suggested the school be contacted regards volunteer crossing guards. Murrysville High School requested use of Broadway Friday, October 3rd for the homecoming parade at 2 p.m., which will run from the historic courthouse west to 6th Street with a brief pep rally at 7th and Broadway to follow. Marshall County Historical Society requested blocking off 50 feet of parking on the south side of Broadway and also on the west side of 13th Street this fall to accommodate a roof replacement project, which is expected to begin later this month. Both requests were approved. City will meet with engineers who have indicated interest in the request for proposal for the North 7th Street corridor. With increasing mailing costs, anyone who wishes to have a city newsletter delivered via email should call or contact Murrysville City Hall. Negotiations continue with One Murrysville on a contract renewal. Consensus was for a 3-year term, with One Murrysville seeking $100,000 annually. The city is looking at $90,000. Details for a real estate lease agreement are also ongoing, with a decision expected later this month. Kansas Department of Transportation is now accepting applications for the fall round of the agency's cost share program, which provides financial assistance to local entities for construction projects that improve safety, leverage state funds to increase total transportation investment, and help both rural and urban areas of the state improve the transportation system. All projects are eligible, including roadway, on and off state system, rail, airport, bicycle, pedestrian, and public transit. These should include investments that provide transportation benefits not eligible for other state programs. This round of grant funding has an overall budget of $6 million with a maximum awarded amount of $1 million per project. Deadline to submit application September 18th. Additional information available on the Kansas Department of Transportation website. Big Give Gage is Thursday, a 24-hour period where nonprofit organizations raise funds through donations, which last year generated over $484,000. Donors may give online anytime now through September 10th at biggivegage.org with a full list of participating groups and organizations. In-person contributions can be made Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Vintage Venue in Beatrice. Washington County Community Foundation is accepting applications for the fall grant cycle due October 1st. This year, $5,000 in grant funding is available for charitable community improvement projects within Washington County. Grants will fund local community projects that support the public health of Washington County. Additional information is available through the Washington County Community Foundation. Jamie S. Wynn, age 47, of Murrysville, passed away Friday. Graveside service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Murrysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jamie. Winifred Elmborg, age 96, of Blue Rapids, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Private family burial at Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Winifred Elmborg. Bernice F. Mosier, age 93, of Murrysville, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Friday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Murrysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Thursday noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Murrysville in charge of arrangements for Bernice Mosier. Jill Hull, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family visitation Friday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jill Hull. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, macaroni and cheese, garden vegetable blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, a sloppy Joe with baked beans, cucumber salad, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Then more rain showers possible overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Some scattered showers early Thursday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s. Some sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then some rain showers possible into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Rain showers are possible into Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And some scattered showers possible into Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain showers are possible early on Monday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then scattered showers possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And still some rain showers early Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 83, record high on this date 102. The average low 59, the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:44, sunrise in the morning at 7:04. Give or take inch of rain at the studios here in Marysville yesterday morning. And it's cloudy, 60 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 10th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
All year long, my family is on the road. College sports to school and good and bad weather. If your family relies on tires like mine, stop in at Hilltop Tires in Marysville and find a perfect fit for your needs. This is Layla Hedke, and with every major tire brand available, my dad, Bryce, and the crew aim to keep your family safe for any travel. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Find Hilltop Tires below the old water tower in Marysville.
Number 8 is now number 6. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Aaron Judge goes yard for the 359th time in his career. He passes Yogi Berra on the Yankees' all-time home run list. Berra now number 6 as Judge takes sole possession of 5th. That was the good news for the Yankees yesterday. The bad news, they give up 9 in the 7th and lose to the Tigers 12-2. Judge hitting his 44th of the season. Kyle Schwarber, 50.
3 balls and 1 strike to Schwarber, the pitch. Swung on, hit deep, center field. Siri just watching as that ball is gone. It's number 50 for Kyle Schwarber. Over the angled wall to the left of the batter's eye as Kyle Schwarber becomes the second player in Phillies history to hit 50 home runs in a single season.
And that was a rocket.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Schwarber joining Cal Raleigh is the only two of 50 this season. Philly a 9-3 win over the Mets. Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-2. Padres fall to the Reds 4-2. LA taking a 2-game lead in the NL West. Reds 3 games behind the Mets for the final wild card spot in the National League. American League West. Astros lose to Toronto on a walk-off fielder's choice in the 10th. Mariners beat the Cardinals 5-3 to pull within a game of Houston. Red Sox shut out the A's 6-0. Boston calling up Connolly early. He strikes out 11 in his Major League debut. Cubs beat the Braves 6-1. Cade Horton works into the 7th for his 10th win, candidate for National League Rookie of the Year. WNBA make it 15 straight for the Aces. They beat Chicago by 31. They're now on the cusp of clinching the 2-seed. Seattle hangs on to beat the Valkyries by 1. Storm clinching a playoff spot and eliminating the Sparks from postseason contention. Jalen Carter gets a 1-game suspension for spitting on Dak Prescott, but the league says he was ejected without playing a single play, so that's the suspension.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Friday night, Marysville at Hiawatha and Lynn at Blue Valley. Our feature games live on KNDY, KNDYradio.com, and our free mobile app.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, investors were back in the record-busting business Tuesday. The Dow Jones gained just under 200 points to close at 45,711. The S&P added 0.25%, the NASDAQ 0.4%, with all three landing at new all-time highs. When the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors meets next week to consider lowering interest rates, board member Lisa Cook will be there. A federal judge has blocked President Trump's attempt to fire Cook over Trump's allegations of mortgage fraud. New iPhones at old prices. Apple is holding the cost of its new devices steady despite higher tariffs. The base model of the iPhone 17 will be $800, the same as last year's model. The new iPhone Air will start at $1,000. Ford is dealing with major uncertainty in the auto industry with a new ad campaign launched today. Rather than touting gas mileage or seating capacity of its vehicles, Ford will promote capability, passion, community, and trust. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of their trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. In the grain market, those did not have a strong day yesterday as they started the day in the red and they finished up in the red. For the seeds market, those finished up mixed up mostly lower. And for the livestock market, the cattle side went deep into the red and the hogs finished up mixed across the board. We'll see how these trends continue throughout the rest of the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, December corn down 2 cents at 419¾. March corn down 2 cents as well at 437½. Kansas City wheat for December down 7 cents at 510¼. March KC wheat down 6¾ at 531 even. In the oats market, December oats down 2¼ at 321¼. March oats down 2½ at 334 even. In the bean market, November soybeans finished in the red down 2½ at 1031¼. January beans down 2¼ at 1050½. Soybean meal for October up 580 at 287.70. December bean meal up 340 at 289 even. Soybean oil for October down $1.05 at 49.93. December bean oil down 99 cents at 50.48. In the canola market, November canola down 760 at 6.1970. January canola down 660 at 6.32 even. In the cotton market, December cotton up a quarter at 66.46. March cotton up 23 cents at 68.37. In the energies market, crude oil for October up 45 cents at 62.71. Unleaded gas for October up 3 cents at $1.99. Heating oil for October up a penny at 232. And natural gas for October up 4 cents at 313. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The inaugural Flinchbaugh Forum, hosted by the Barry Flinchbaugh Center for Ag and Food Policy, is happening on Friday, September 26th in Manhattan, Kansas. Dana Woodbury, Executive Director of the Center, explains how this event is to honor Flinchbaugh and his work in the industry. There are many speakers to continue the learning.
We're really excited about our inaugural event with the Flinch Spa Forum. And what we're really wanting people to do is feel like they're stepping back into Dr. Flinch Spa's classroom. And we really want it to be a bold experience, a very honest, transparent opportunity for people to talk about ag policy and to have an environment where we can exchange ideas, just as we would have if Dr. Flinch Spa were sitting at the table with us.
Woodbury says who the keynote speaker at the event will be and what they will be covering.
Vance Crowe will be joining us, and he is very well known by giving keynotes that provide the audience with actionable tools on what they can do after that. And his talk is going to be titled Worthy Adversaries: How to Cultivate Productive Disagreements So That You Can Arrive at Better Ag Policy. And so that's really helping us think about how can we come together and have productive conversations about ag policy, knowing that there's a divide. What does that look like moving forward? How can we work together? What can we do for the good of the nation's producers and ranchers?
The forum wraps up with a get-together to toast Barry Flinch Spa.
As we were thinking about how to bring this day to a close, many of us thought about what would happen after Dr. Flinch Spa's class on a Friday afternoon. And we're going to raise a toast in a little bit of a different environment, an opportunity for people to network and exchange ideas after. But we are going to toast Dr. Barry Flinch Spa. And some of us may know it as he used to say, church. But in this case, we're going to call it a toast to Dr. Flinch Spa.
That was the executive director of the Barry Flinch Spa Center for Ag and Food Policy, Dana Woodbury, with details of the upcoming 2025 Flinch Spa Forum that is taking place on Friday, September 26th in Manhattan at the Bluemont Hotel, starting at 8:30 a.m. Find the full schedule and registration details at www.flinchspacenter.com. Space is limited, so make sure you go ahead and get registered to secure your spot. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated accepting early consignments for the sale tomorrow. They have around 1,200 head of early consignment listings. We'll run through all those this hour tomorrow morning. Also, a reminder of a dairy influence sale coming up a week from tomorrow. That's September 18th at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Ever thought about trading in your lawnmower for a pet goat? People are doing it. No kidding. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 10th, the 253rd day of the year. Baseball slugger Roger Maris was born on this day, and Gunsmoke premiered on television on this night in 1955. Here's a statistic we never thought we'd see in the 21st century. The number of people keeping pet goats is on the rise. Where it's legal to keep grazing animals, people say goats are delightful companions, not to mention useful. Here's a few goat facts that might surprise you. Contrary to their reputation, goats are rather finicky eaters. Worldwide, more people drink goat milk than any other kind, and their ability to clear vegetation has spawned another industry, goat rentals. For clearing brush or vegetation, some people have found rent-a-goat more economical than leasing heavy equipment. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more fun facts at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Cloudy skies and 60 degrees. Seasonal highs around 80 on tap today.
Kansas
Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the viral video that has surfaced across many social media platforms about the Phillies Karen attending the Phillies baseball game, the Kansas State High School Activities Association is responding in kind, saying that they're using that opportunity to remind about proper sportsmanship and treating others with respect when you're at a high school game for the fall semester.
KSHA activities are an extension of the classroom. So if you wouldn't do it in the classroom, should you do it on the court, the field, the pitch, whatever it is? Answer is probably no. So don't do it.
That was Jeremy Holiday with the Kansas State High School Activities Association on WIBW News, where they say they are enforcing the KSHA Rule Number 52 that outlines what to expect from coaches, athletes, and fans during athletic events, saying that passion is part of the game, but you also have to keep a good mind and continue to treat each other with respect. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
KNDY.